Like Father mentioned in the beginning, the readings fit perfectly with this weekend because starting tomorrow, the Pope starts the synod on behalf of the family. He meets for 3 weeks with the bishops from around the world to discuss the situations of families today and what the church can do to help them. Now, it's interesting that in the first reading of Genesis, it beautifully describes how God takes two persons and makes it into one flesh. But then, when you hear the gospel, it's a little sad because it talks about divorce and remarriage. And we have to say to ourselves, when we hear Jesus talk about it, and he sounds a little bit harsh. Now, people who have gone through divorce suffer because when they got married, they had in their mind to start a beginning, a new life, and to make it last. But sometimes these things don't work out, and the divorced people suffer in pain, and the one flesh is torn apart to two men. It's no longer one. But does Jesus stand there condemning those who are divorced? No, he doesn't. Why? Because Jesus loves everyone, and he wants those who are going through the divorce, those who are divorced, he wants it he does not think about the past. He's looking at the present situation that you are now. And that's what the bishops in Rome are going to be doing. Looking at the people who are now after they get the divorce. Now think about it. If Jesus was the type to condemn, many of you remember the Samaritan woman at the well. Alright? Here's this woman that was married 5 times, and the man that she was living with at the present wasn't even her husband. But Jesus brought her around for her to repent. And she repented. And he healed her. And then he sent her forward into the village to announce him. Now, if Jesus was condemning them, or condemning her, he wouldn't have done this. But no, he used her to announce the good news to her town. And that's why the bishops are gathered together, to talk about the family situation, to see what they can do. Because things are sometimes not black and white. There's a lot of gray area that has to be answered. And that's why the bishops are together, you know, to do this. So we have to pray for them, that the Holy Spirit guides the bishops, for them to put into right words the necessary healing that God wants for those who are divorced, for those who are remarried. Because Jesus shows that he loves them, like he showed the Samaritan woman that he loved them. He does not condemn us. He knows how life is, and he's there for us. So, this week, let's pray for the bishops and the Pope so they can come up with something that can help those in today's times and needs. Let us pray. Jesus, continue to guide your church. Pour your grace on every family. Let your love flow through us so that we can be your witnesses. Amen.